Okay, in our next segment, I'll just say the station's friend and my friend, and I'm going to say the Honorable Ange Morris, Executive Director, Schenectady County Human Rights Division. Hello, and welcome back to the show.
Thanks, Bosch. Well, it's been a couple, 2 to 3 years since I've been here.
Yes, you were probably, I think you were my third guest. How about that?
Yeah, I'm honored to be here again.
And I think we've did a few things since then, right?
Oh, yeah.
We made some things happen. So I'm going to dig right in then. Tell us about the role as executive director with the MLK Coalition.
Well, first, again, I want to say thank you for having me.
You're so welcome.
3 years later, have accomplished a lot, but also had some challenges. But my role is to partner, collaborate, and to support all local agencies, elected officials, business leaders, community organizations, school districts in Schenectady County, but also reaching out and helping other cities in the region as well, being a partner and ally. And so what I do with the MLK Coalition is I basically work with the coalition to advance the principles and doctrines of Dr. King and to host our annual January celebration. To commemorate his life and legacy, but also continue the work every day in that year, honoring Dr. King and talking about the issues that Dr. King talked about when he was alive, but also talk about the issues that we are facing on a regular basis that he also talked about when he was alive and doing the work on behalf of Dr. King and our founder, Reverend Frazier.
Okay. So what major accomplishments have you and the coalition have done in the past 3 years since the last time you've been on the show?
So we've accomplished a lot. The coalition has been existing now. It's going to be 34 years. Mm-hmm. And we've done a lot when Reverend Frazier was here. But taking off since she passed, we have taken on that mantle and to continue work that she started, but also Dr. King. Mm-hmm. So the last 3 years, and you covered us.
Yes.
You saw that the coalition we established, and we have Martha King Street
Schenectady. Absolutely.
That encompasses two neighborhoods, the Mount Pleasant and Mount Vale in Hamilton Hill area, right there at the corner of Brandywine and Martin Luther King Boulevard. Is a new Stewart's. Mm-hmm. That's where the economic development has come. But if that whole corridor, there's new development. Mm-hmm. There's new, the Joe Allen Apartments, senior apartments are there. And that whole corridor is cleaning up.
Great.
And has cleaned up.
So my next question, what is the history of the coalition and how many on the coalition?
Right. So the history of the coalition, again, we've been existing for 34 years and we've give out to the community. We do our annual Martha King program. It used to draw about 150 people. Now it's drawing 500 to 700 people. We do a lot of, we have our educational scholarship program that we give monies away to Schenectady County seniors for financial assistance for the college, $1,000. But also we also have established a scholarship program at SUNY Schenectady. For our college students, we give back to the community. We adopt a family during the holiday season. Mm-hmm. Families that are in need or doesn't have financial assistance for holidays, we also take care of our families, our kids. And also, we last November 19, we sponsored 200 families to go see a Disney show called Frozen, which an idea that I had that I pitched off to Disney, and Disney approved of that. And we brought 13 corporate and public sponsors to help us fund that with the 11 community organizations that we helped bring those families to the show.
Okay, I got to really rip through these because I want to get through all other stuff. What are the issues the coalition will be addressing in 2020? How can we as black community in the region do, or what can we as the black community in the region do about these issues?
So the issues the coalition will be addressing for 2020 and beyond and continue is going to be about those issues that Dr. King talked about. Mm-hmm. Definitely economic justice, those issues of what we're dealing with now, racism, bigotry, hatred, discrimination, dealing with education, mm-hmm. making sure our kids get a quality education, mm-hmm. Dealing not only with economic justice, but also the issues of women's rights.
Okay.
We're co-sponsoring a march mm-hmm. with Planned Parenthood and the Schenectady-wide WCA okay. regarding addressing those issues for women's rights.
Great.
So those are just a few issues that we're going to be addressing.
So I love this part, and I agree with the word. As a prominent Black female leader in the Capital Region, what are the challenges or barriers you face on a daily basis dealing with the civil rights and human rights?
Come on now,
bring it home.
Well, the challenges that I face is basically talking about issues that people don't want to address. Mm-hmm. Being my authentic self, speaking truth to power. Saying things in a way that people don't want me to say, being honest about the truth of the state of affairs that's going on, mm-hmm. And also being the first and the only is also a challenge.
Absolutely.
Being a one-man band and having no staff, but yet being in the community and being amongst other people and seeing how you operate, seeing how you get things done, making sure results, and mm-hmm. also taking care of those who doesn't have.
Great.
Sometimes when people hate on you is because you have something that they don't have.
Absolutely.
Which is happiness. I'm always happy,
right.
trying to make mm-hmm. people happy.
Which leads me to the next one. How can we in the Black community of color and faith take actions to make a difference in their local communities?
And it's all about speaking up, standing up, and being true to yourself, not mm-hmm. compromising, not going with the flow just to go with the flow, not just following the crowd because everybody's following the crowd. Sometimes, as an eagle, you got to fly alone.
Amen.
In order to make a difference, you have to be the difference.
Amen. And making a difference by being a difference. Amen.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. And so we have to take responsibility for what we do and how we react to things and making sure that our voices are being heard, holding everyone accountable, including our elected officials who are doing policies, putting mm-hmm. policies in place and speaking up, standing up
Great.
To make a difference.
What upcoming events does the coalition have for 2020?
So the weekend of MLK weekend, next Tuesday, the 14th, from 6 to 8 at SUNY Schenectady in the Mohawk Room, will be our pre-annual anniversary community forum on the state of affairs of economic justice in mm-hmm. Schenectady County in the Capital Region.
Okay.
Then that Sunday, that Saturday, we're, again, co-sponsoring a march with the YWCA, Planned Parenthood, and other women organizations.
Sounds like you're a busy person.
First annual.
Mm-hmm. First annual.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
it's Schenectady March. Then that Sunday, we are having our main celebration program with Congressman Antonio Delgado.
Wow.
Yes,
That's
at 2:30.
Big time.
Excited about uh-huh. coming.
Okay.
And it's going to be, I don't want to say churchy, uh-huh. but we're going to have a high time.
We're always churchy. Yeah.
We're going to have
churchy.
A good time.
Right. So let me close out with this then. Congratulations on your success and what you do in the community. I see you. Was featured as 20 Things You Don't Know About Ange Morris in the Times Union. I love that. Can you tell us one thing out there out of the 20 things we don't know about you? Let's close out with that. All right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So one of those 20 things that they wrote about me was that I'm a big Syracuse basketball fan.
Okay.
So since we're in basketball season, uh-huh. I'm going to throw that out there. And I'm a big Syracuse fan.
Got you. Well, I want to say this. You are a blessing, and we are so fortunate to have you in the Capital Region and to claim you as our very own. I love what you've done. I love what you're doing, and I love what you will continue to do. You are my sister from another mister. You know that, all right? And I wish you nothing but God's grace and favor in everything you do in the future.
Thank you
again for stopping by. You know you have a home here.
Thank
and
you.
We're going to continue to do big things.
All right. Well, thank you for having me. Appreciate it.